bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our next guest is Carl Catter, the endorsed ALP candidate for the seat of Higgins. Welcome, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Macca, I'm really well. Hey, Pete, how you going?
Hey, Carl. You're manning a Lamington driver, a street stall or something this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, we're out at Ashburton. It's a great area, and we get a really good response. People can see the array of great policy we're offering. Really will have an impact on their lives if we can change government.
Carl, the first question I think we're asking is the same series of questions. What's been the defining issue that the voters of Higgins talk to you about?
Well, it's funny. There's actually three that pop up. Today and over the last few days, we've had a real interest and demand that we actually follow through with our plan to have a Royal Commission into the banking sector. A lot of people find it all a bit rich that the bank has, you know, ripped off tens of thousands of people and got away with it. And also that the current government, the Libs, will give the banking sector $7.9 billion tax cut. It's a real vote winner. So people are very responsive to that. Environment. I mean, it's a very dynamic area, but a lot of people are what I'd call kind of progressive voters or voters who have a social conscience, and they do really care about climate change, and they can see that Labor's actually offering a real tangible policy that's not going to trash the economy, but also going to protect their livelihoods and make sure that the disadvantage actually won't be affected greatly when we undertake this transition. And then healthcare, of course. You know, Medicare is very important to all Australians. So they're my top three. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay. Now, we're asking all the candidates the same questions, Carl. So who are you and what defines you?
Good question. I ask myself that often.
We all do.
Look, I'm a very passionate person, and you know, on a few occasions I've been referred to as polarizing, and you know, I don't think I'm polarizing, but I think I have on occasions kind of pissed off people that don't support my values, and that's because I've stood strong and called out serious issues for what they are, and that, you know, that has consequences. But I'm very proud of that. So I'm a very passionate person. I have an intimate understanding of the federal politics system, or what goes on in Canberra. I suppose I was kind of brought up in it. I don't think I'm part of a political dynasty because my political views are at great loggerheads with the majority of my family's political views. So I don't see myself being part of a dynasty that some people refer to. But look, I've travelled. I've worked in many different industries. I have two degrees. I have a visual arts degree and worked in the arts industry in Queensland. Have a real passion and understanding of how beneficial the arts community is to progressing our society, good values and issues. And so I'm a big supporter of the arts community and would like to see Labor get into government to refund the arts community. Secondly, I study property economics, so I do have an understanding of things at play, especially in the political debate, RE, negative gearing, etc. And so I worked in the property industry for about 7 years in Queensland before I moved here.
Carl, I'm going to interrupt you here. We've got about 2.5 minutes to ask you the next four questions. So, why do you think pre-poll and postal votes are so popular? Give us your thoughts.
Well, I think a lot of people have seen kind of, you know, what's been going on over the last 3 years at a federal level and are disappointed and have already made their decision, so that they will pre-poll. It is a growing trend, and here in Higgins, it'll probably be close to 40% of people will actually vote before Election Day. So that's why I'm at pre-poll every day, all the time, a lot more than my competitors. Because it's about actually speaking to those voters before they go in and vote.
It is. Now, all indications are it's going to be a close result, Carl. How are you recommending people allocate their preferences?
Well, I'm gutted because the Greens have put me a fair way down. I put them higher up on our preferences. In the end, it doesn't really matter how the preferences flow, but it is a statement of values, and the Greens would much rather have heterosexual fringe candidates get up than an advocate who's been fighting for LGBTI rights for 5 years. So personally, I find that very sad because I would, in the end, it's about getting rid of the homophobic Tories because, as we see, they're not a very friendly bunch to our community. So I would have liked to have seen us to work together. But that's not quite happening. It's a three-corner race and it's on so how do I see it playing out? Well, I think you guys are pretty savvy. You guys are, you follow the media cleverly, and I'm sure you take polling that comes from a political party bias polling from within a political party with a grain of salt. So we're feeling very confident. And there might be a bit of an upset this election. We definitely don't have the resources that Greens and Libs have. I've taken no corporate or union donations, and that is different to the Greens and Kelly. But on the ground, we're getting a great response, so I'm feeling very confident.
Now, how do you keep yourself well and awake during such a long campaign? It must be very fatiguing.
Mate, that is a really good question, I must say. I have found it very hard to get the appropriate amount of sleep, but it's a one-in-a-lifetime thing. I'm very passionate about the people in Higginson, and it's a real joy to be out and about having conversations. So, yes, I'm not getting much sleep, and I can get a bit cranky later in the evening when I get home and haven't eaten until about 10 o'clock. But, look, it's all good. This is what we do if we care.
Now, we know Labor's position on marriage equality, and that is that if elected, you'll legislate in the first 100 days.
Damn right.
For marriage equality. What happens if you don't have a majority in the Senate? What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, that's
double dissolution on marriage equality?
That's the concerning issue, and it's the last thing I want to think about. I would love to see Labor win in its own right because that's how we can assure marriage equality. Well, look, if it's a minority government, I have to say I hate being so cynical, but I really don't trust the support of your minor parties when it comes to this. So I don't want to think about a minority government. We're working for a government in our own right. That is the only way we're going to achieve marriage equality. And I implore to all your listeners today, if you support marriage equality, the only party to vote for is Labor, because we're the only party that wants to do it, but they can do it. It makes you feel great to vote for the Greens, but the last thing you want is someone sitting on the backbench yelling, sweet nothing. I will be in caucus at the coalface, fighting for your rights and making sure marriage equality becomes a reality. But I suppose if there is a minority government, we've just got to work on the players in that minority government to make sure that they will vote for marriage equality. And if I'm successful to get up, I will be doing that.
Carl, we do have to wrap it up. We are very limited with the time we can offer you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Take care.
That's Carl Catter. He is the endorsed ALP candidate for the seat of Higgins.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.